Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Kaselj with another interview for you. And today I'm interviewing fitness professional and kinesiologist Paul Turner. So, Paul, I'll get you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Okay, my name is Paul Turner. I'm the owner of 3 Peaks Kinesiology, which is a company in the greater Vancouver area in Langley, BC. I've been a kinesiologist for the past 10 years. I'm also a past president of the British Columbia Association of Kinesiologists. My area of specialty is fascial stretch therapy and doing soft tissue release work with individuals, along with doing active rehabilitation as well as performance enhancements with athletes. So we, our clinic covers a large gamut of different individuals, and I am one of 10 individuals in North America with the designation of certified fascial stretch specialist, which I was awarded from the Institute of Stretch Therapy down in Tempe, Arizona. That's the Stretch to Win Institute. So a little bit about me.
Okay. And
for fitness, and you know, I just love to help people.
Perfect. And I know, I mean, you and I have known each other for a long time, and I know a number of years back, you kind of branched into this stretch therapy, and maybe you can explain to the listeners a little bit more on, like, you know, what is stretch therapy, and how does it differ than just basic stretching?
Okay. Well, fascial stretch therapy, we're working with the fascial tissue of the human body, so if any of you are not familiar with fascial tissue, please go out, pick up the Tom Myers book. Anatomy training, that'll really explain fascial tissue to you. So fascial stretch therapy, we're stretching out the combination and the length of the fascial tissue. So we're not stretching individual muscles, we're stretching groups of muscles together. And the other thing too with the fascial stretch therapy is we take it from the ground or a gym setting into more of a clinical setting onto a table. Now this can be done in a gym, but it's done with strapping and so on and so forth. And it's a very specific sequence of stretches designed to open up the body and to release a lot of the tension that's stored in the fascial tissue around the hips, around the lower back, and then throughout the legs, and then you move into the upper body and neck, and so on and so forth. I stumbled on this about 3 years ago at a conference at Whistler, and it's changed sort of the arc of what I was doing. I've always had an interest in correcting human posture and human performance from a stretching standpoint or corrective exercise standpoint, and I found that this was probably one of the fastest ways of correcting things before you start adding in strength. And I believe if you're looking at somebody who has a disbalance and you're trying to strengthen it, you may actually be exacerbating the strengthening and the problem by just doing lots of strength exercises instead of getting in there, freeing up the tissue first. I truly believe that you still need strength and conditioning, but, you know, in a lot of respects, if you can't get in there and open up the tissue and have it move freely, without range of motion, you can't have proper form, you can't have proper function. On a performance standpoint, from like an elite athlete standpoint, they're looking for that little bit of extra, that extra inch, that extra yard, that extra speed, so it helps with them, you know, reach their achievements faster, reach their peak performance quicker. So that's really kind of, you know, where I've branched into and why I decided to kind of go deep into this, you know, line of treatment and such, instead of just doing, you know, specific stretches on the floor in the gym or, you know, sitting down on a bench and, you know, doing partner stretching with your client afterwards where you may be pushing too hard or not hard enough, or you're doing different techniques that, you know, you may not have the full understanding of how to get into that first muscle because it's actually being locked out by another muscle. And so it really creates a technique of, you know, a step-by-step process of how to get into those tissues effectively and permanently. And it's also cumulative, so it adds up over time. Athletes that come and see me, they see differences in their stride, they see differences in their movement very quickly, and then they see differences in their strength training that we do as well with them.
Okay, and that kind of leads into the next question that I was going to ask. Like, how does this fit into what you do? So I know you do active rehab, so helping people with injuries improve their conditioning, strength, and range of motion. So how does the stretch therapy fit in with the training or the active rehab part?
So, well, with every clinic, clinic and such, you have your own process, and you bring a client in. We do a pretty extensive postural analysis with all of our clients and range of motion analysis with them. And what we're looking for with that is, where are they having sticking points, problems? And then the question becomes, is it a tissue problem, so their lack of mobility, and some fascia tissue or an adhesion or a trigger point causing it? So we're going to check for that, do some palpations, determine if that's going on. If it's something really deep-seated, then, you know, we may refer off to other professionals, physiotherapists, massage therapists, chiropractors, osteopaths, and the such. If it's within kind of what we're looking at, be able to help them along, then we'll do maybe a couple of sessions of stretch therapy, loosen up the tissue that's causing the lack of movement in their functional range, and then start right into the corrective exercises. And, you know, we integrate back and forth between stretch therapy, some soft tissue relief techniques, which I'll discuss later, which we have a workshop coming up on soon, as well as, you know, a lot of band work or, you know, corrective, you know, minor stabilization work. So we try to build from the center out. And, you know, like I said, if something's, you know, being pulled out of position, you know, a chiropractor may be able to put it in, a physio may be able to, you know, do some acupuncture, or acupuncturist may be able to do that and loosen off the muscle. Well, we can do the same things with the muscle by stretching out the fascial tissue with, you know, within our area of expertise, and use all, like, the combination of different treatments to help these individuals get to where they need to go as quickly as possible. So,
okay.
The best way of kind of describing it.
Okay, so kind of looking at the steps that someone would go through, they come and see you, you end up doing a detailed assessment with them, posture, range of motion analysis, then you might end up doing some stretch therapy with them, then they'll kind of progress on, or you'll add in conjunction with some corrective exercises, you'll start doing some core stability work when it relates to around the shoulder and the back, and then you'll kind of progress them on to their full exercise program.
Exactly. And, you know, if there's any sticking points in between, so we come up on something that's, you know, causing an issue, we may, you know, pepper in the stretch therapy, end of the session, 15 minutes, loosen up the tissue that's causing the problem on the one side or whatever it may be, and just try to keep those tissues active, functional, through the full range of motion and so on and so forth. But your analysis of exactly what we're doing is it's a step-by-step process. We're trying to bring people back to, you know, like a holistic health, so being able to, you know, do everything that they want to do, you know, despite injuries that they may have, from motor vehicle accidents, sports injuries, get back onto the field as quickly as possible, you know, take that, you know, say one of our athletes, Scott Richmond, that's come and seen us, take him from where he's pitching well to be able to pitch better because he has, you know, more range of motion in his shoulder, and that's just those little minute details that the elite athletes are looking for to be able to restore faster or perform better. So, you know, we try to integrate as much of our knowledge as possible.
Okay, and that kind of brings up a good point. I know that you've been working for, I think, 10 years?
Yes, 10 years now.
So you've been doing this 10 years. Maybe you can give some insight to people on things that you've learned or where people can get some courses or education or some resources that you recommend that they could take or buy to kind of incorporate stretch therapy into their into the work they do with their clients.
Well, the first and foremost thing I think stretch therapy is, if you go to stretchtowin.com, Anne and Chris are my mentors down in Phoenix, Arizona. Amazing people. If you want to really go into stretch therapy, that's the best place to go. Mattis is another one, or Mates, depending on how you, Aaron Mattis or Aaron Mattis. He's another person. He has sort of another stretching technique, which is another resource to take. I have not taken it. I've talked with a couple people. I have. It's a really good resource. The other one, too, for sort of knowledge-based is really getting the anatomy trains courses through Tom Myers or, you know, getting into his full KMI courses if you really want to get into doing more of, like, rolfing and deep tissue integration work.
Those are sort of the pinnacle of that side of the deep tissue fascial work. The other thing, too, is if you can look up the fascial conference, the International Congress of Fascial Work, it's actually going to be in Vancouver in 2012. So any of you that are out there that want to come to Vancouver for a really good conference, that'd be another place to go. You might be able to find a replay of the 2008 conference, which was held in Amsterdam. A lot of different associations may have that on a replay. You'd be able to get the research out of that. And then, you know, researching it yourself, going into the library, Trigger Point book is another one. So William Hun's Trigger Point course would be another really good thing, just to kind of get your a better idea of how to palpate trigger points, understand where they are, so on and so forth. And then you really need to do corrective exercises as well. The biggest thing is, I mean, I focus my clinic and my clinical background now into really being a stress therapy clinic, but we really push as much as possible the aspects of active rehabilitation and being active and really strengthening and stabilizing the body, the muscles, you know, not worrying about too many, like, wild tools, but really just focusing on the basics and, you know, building up and out from there and then into sport-specific, you know, aspects and other things. So that's really where I would kind of go with, you know, the training is do as much research as you can, do a lot of reading, start with different parts of the body. So Rick's courses, he's broken down beautifully different rehab portions of knee, ankle, runner's injuries, shoulders. So those are all good. I'm also excited to see Eric Kresge. I'm going to the course. So that's another thing. If there are any spaces, that would be another thing to look at. So those are sort of my suggestions for you. And then we have our SRT class coming up, which is pretty much almost sold out. So we've got a couple spaces left for people.
Paul's bringing in a course, a soft tissue release course. So maybe give a little bit more information to people about that, that the course that you're bringing out to Langley.
Okay, so we're bringing in an expert, Jim Belota, and he's coming in from Ontario. And soft tissue release course is soft tissue release is a dynamic, highly effective technique that is an intermediate and powerful effect on the muscle and the connective tissue. So it gets right into those fascial tissues and opens them up. It's sort of a combination of myofascial release therapeutic techniques, active assisted stretching at times, and the technique involves applying, you know, precise pressure to specific stretch points and performed with multiple planes of movement. And the goal is to really open up the anatomic nervous system and help the body spontaneously release the injured muscle or the fascial tissue that is binding in that area. I've used this for a year now, and it's really well received by my clients, especially for specific areas. You know, what you want to do is get it back to the muscle back to its resting length and origin. You know, all athletes, pretty much all of us with sitting, we all have, you know, poor resting length and muscular imbalances that are not corrected right now. So you have associated pain with this, decreased or eliminated, you know, function. So we want to try to eliminate that or decrease it as much as possible, improve muscle performance, and, you know, sort of clean up those issues and kind of move from there. It is kind of akin to another form technique, which would be ART, but it's got more stretching based in it and other aspects. And our workshop is coming up here, and that's on April 24th and the 25th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at our Langley office. You can go to softtissuerelease.ca for downloading the registration form. It's excellent. You know, this is for any sort of healthcare or healthcare professional, physiotherapist, massage therapist, athletic therapist, chiros, osteopath, kinesiologist, as well as really high-level personal trainers. It would be a good beginner to an intermediate course for you to really get into and really be able to open up some new areas to be able to help your clients. And, you know, one of the big things that I really believe in
care. You may not do this all the time, but you may be able to network with people and refer out to the specialists and experts that have these specific designations. So that's one of the really big things, is making sure you have that drug safety net for yourself, so that when it does kind of get out of your scope, that you can, you know, pass it off to a chiropractor, pass it off to a massage therapist, pass it off to a physiotherapist, get their expertise in there, work on your area of expertise, and, you know, be able to move forward as quickly as possible with your clients.
Perfect. And we're wrapping up the interview here. Do you have any last-minute tips for people that are listening?
Keep an open mind. It's the biggest thing. That's one of the biggest things that I found in the last 10 years, is really, you know, going into, you know, as much reading as you can, and going and seeing as many courses, as many experts as you can, and talking to them, emailing them. You know, they're there to help you in a lot of respects. Like, if you email, you know, some of the top professionals in any of these areas, a lot of the time, if you start a conversation with them, they'll get back to you, and they'll give you some help, and they'll give you some guidelines, and they'll give you some insight into really being able to move you forward. So just focus on what you want to do. And the other thing, too, that I found in the last 10 years is find a niche. My niche is stretch therapy and soft tissue work as a kinesiologist. And that's what, you know, I'm focusing in on, trying to be the expert in Western Canada and sort of Western North America with it, along with my team. And when you do that, you have a 300% chance of succeeding compared to, we work with everybody. If you really focus on that one thing that you're really good at, find that passion, you're not going to work. You're going to have lots of fun with it like I do, and you're going to have an enjoyable time.
Perfect. And where can people get more information about you, Paul, and your services?
If they go to 3pk.ca, that's number 3pk.ca, that's our website. That's the fastest way of getting information about us. We're going to be going through some changes with that. We just opened up a 2,000-square-foot facility back in September, so we're constructing a team of experts in here. We've got a couple of registered massage therapists that are coming in with us. We've got a group of four kinesiologists that we're working with right now, and we're trying to find a high-level chiropractor and a naturopath to fill out our clinic as well. So these are sort of exciting times for me, but at the same time, you know, we're kind of, you know, revamping our website as well, so there's going to be some information on there, and we're trying to change that up just to make it a little bit more up-to-date and everything else. But that's the fastest and best way of doing that. And, you know, I look forward to answering anybody's questions that they may have and going from there. The other way you can get a hold of me is paul@3pk.ca.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Paul.
You're welcome, Rick. Thank you. Like I said, look forward to Christy's class. Can't wait for that. And hopefully, if anybody's interested, we'll see them here at the soft tissue release course. And go from there. We're also trying to get in a couple other experts, so I'll let Rick know if I'm able to get my mentors from Anne and Chris from the Stretch to Win to come out to Vancouver, which I'm working on, and as well as a couple other experts in this area. So.
Perfect.
Thank you very much for your time, Rick.
No problem. Thank you very much, Paul. And thank you very much, exerciseforinjuries.com blog readers and listeners. Thank you very much for listening to this interview. I hope you got a lot of great information from it about stretch therapy. And we will talk to you very soon, and we will see you on the blog. This is Rick Casalage from exerciseforinjuries.com signing off. Take care and bye-bye.